papa getting killed?
Yeah, well, yeah. It come that hurricane over there, and I just figured, after they told me, I figured he was dead, because about everything on the island was. But he wasn't.
Did they ever, how did you find out he was alive?
Well, I didn't just heard about it being bad, and then I got a letter from him. But I didn't know it the day it happened. I was working all, and my sister and them knowed it, but they wouldn't tell me, because they knowed he was on that island. I went down in Miami and stayed 2 weeks with him when he was down there, me and the children. He was gone a little over 2 years.
And then he didn't have to leave again, did he?
Huh?
He never had to leave again, did he?
No. Uh-uh. He went to work at the shops, and we moved out of the village. We moved out of the village when Joyce was 13 years old.
Yeah, is that where y'all lived when he was gone to war?
Huh?
Y'all lived in Mill Village when he was gone to the war?
Yeah, I lived there, me and the children. That's where we lived when he was drafted.
Yeah. And how long did y'all live there?
We stayed on there in the Mill Village till Joyce was 13 years old. We raised our kids there. It was close to his job and cheap rent, and we stayed with it.
Yep. Papa lived there even later.
Huh?
My papa lived there after that in the Mill Village.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, we raised the kids there, and they married off, and he worked shop a while, then he come back down there and watched at the mill some when the people from Georgia bought it, and I worked some for him from Georgia, worked the second shift. But I worked all over that place, and just about everything in there. There's two things I didn't run. That was cards and rope machines.
When Papa went back for the GI Bill, was that hard when he went back to school after he got out of the war?
Well, he went to work and went to school, too, and I had kids taking care of the kids then myself all the time, see. Had to. But they'd got up big enough then till I could get somebody to stay with them. In the evening until he come in.
What was the most memorable thing that happened to you while he was gone?
Hmm?
What was the hardest thing to deal with while Papa was gone?
Well, I guess it was to provide for the children and take care of them.
How'd you do that?
Well, I just done it. I had to. Just like women that's left now.
Yep. Did you get to put Papa and them in school? Did they get to go to school when they were?
Yeah, they'd when he come back, Jim had started school. Your grandpa.
What did Roosevelt do for everybody when he became president?
Mm-hmm.
Roosevelt? Was he a better president than Hoover?
Yeah, anything beat Hoover.
Didn't Roosevelt start y'all's pension? Didn't Roosevelt start the pension?
I don't know, Casey. I don't remember.
Yeah. You just remember Hoover starved you.
Hmm?
You just remember Hoover rationed everything, huh?
Yeah. How long have I been talking? 2 minutes?
You still got about 5 more.
5 more minutes?
Yeah, that's all.
Huh?
That's all.
If you ask me questions on it, I can answer it.
Okay.
When I started to work.
You had to pick cotton when you were little, didn't you?
I went to the field and picked cotton. I wasn't big enough to go to school.
You had to miss some school to pick cotton.
I was raised in them fields.
Where were these fields at? Where was y'all's farm?
Well, we just lived up in Cleburne County and rented. My daddy rented farms. We moved around. And when Hoover days, we cornbread and syrup for breakfast. We had a little flour maybe on the weekend. Yeah. But I eat cornbread and syrup a lot of times for breakfast.
Didn't you end up having to miss a lot of school because you had to pick cotton and you had to...
That
were your brothers and sisters and stuff?
Sure, yeah, we picked cotton. My daddy had a... We made 15 bales of cotton a year. We farmed. I worked hard on them farms. My daddy did, and we all did.
And he didn't get much money out of that hard work?
But you didn't get much money out of a bale of cotton. See, we rented on halves, and when we just got half of what that 15 bales of cotton, we got half of it, see. About 7 bales of cotton out of the whole farming. Half of our corn, we got half of our corn.
Yeah, and you had to sell it. You couldn't keep it, or did you get to keep it?
We had to sell it, get the money out of it to live. My daddy did.
Did he sharecropped all his life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All of our life. No, he was raised. My grandpa raised my daddy on his own farm, but Papa was just a renter. Farming.
What was his name?
Elijah Smith. Elijah Smith.
What was your mother's name?
Lily.
Well, that's about it, Grandma. I think we did. We found it.